Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Demon
Seed. Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
It's on, yeah. It is. It is.
It is very much like I've been
teaching a nan how to use Sky. She uses four channels and like a fuzzy channel five because she's not close enough to the mast. And then there's like a TV guide built into the TV, and there's all these channels, and she doesn't pay for them all. Like, why can't she see the ones she can't pay for? And
yeah,
that's what it's like every time Mike tries to join this podcast.
Yeah, I think at the moment he's trying to figure out how to put the fucking batteries in.
Yeah,
he will be with us shortly. You know, hold on. I mean, it's not like anything good is going to happen, regardless of who's here.
Luckily,
even with three of us.
Luckily, the man who installed the satellite dish was really friendly, and she didn't need to use her alarm.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. You know, we'll get him in now, see what state he's in. Top off, top on. Is he drunk? I don't know. You know, what wonders await us? Probably some sort of offensive introduction. Fuck off. I hate you. Something like that.
He always names himself. Yeah. He's always shows his, preaches his discomfort.
Yeah. And then one of us will be a bastard for something. I don't know what that'll be yet, but that'll be a thing.
It'll either be something to do with t-shirts. Something I didn't do with t-shirts. So.
Yeah, that's always a bit of fun. And then, you know, we'll just get on with it. We'll get it out of the way as quickly as we can. I mean, already we're like roughly a minute in. So, you know, only another 59 to go. And we're done. So,
yeah.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Although, for this one.
For the first time ever, if this podcast ever wanted to do some good in the world, I know largely we've harmed so many people. And that it's up there with so many of the terrible things that have happened to people
in the history of mankind.
In the history of mankind, yeah, is up there with all the worst things. Somebody did say that it made them laugh when they kind of needed a laugh and they were feeling a bit down and struggling, and that it made them happy, which is good.
Hey, that's not bad. So there's something
we've done worse things.
Something good has come out of this. I know one lad sent a message. He'd started paying for the ones that we make people pay for. He spent a series of weekends listening to all of it. I thought, God help you, you know, but he'd done it and he got through the other side, and there's more coming now, you know, so fingers crossed that he gets through all of that muck, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you stood in muck recently?
Yes, I did.
Well, go on, that's a good one.
Make you laugh. Can you guess what animal it was from?
Ah, now, with it being Canada, it's not going to be a cat or a dog.
No chance.
Right. Are we talking moose forward slash bear?
No. Smaller.
Okay. Raccoon.
No, bigger.
Coyote.
Yes.
Yes. Get
it. The worst thing about this shit is it's covered in grey hair.
Oh. What, do they eat a lot of old people's pubes?
Yeah, that's mainly just old people. And the pubic region of old people is their main source of protein.
Ripping old people's pubes out by their mouths.
There's also one of my neighbours. There's a lynx, like a bobcat, that is every morning he looks out of his window and it's just there in the garden staring at him.
That's good. Fuck, get that. Get that.
But he's a Canadian, so his plan is to make it into a rug.
Nice people, you know. They like nature. They like nature, don't they?
They
do. That's what it's all about.
They do.
To absorbing the joy of nature around you. I stood in some shit recently. again, not a very good story, but it fills some time. I was out walking on the coast in Devon, lovely part of the world.
Nice.
And I came across a turd as big as a human turd. I still don't know to this day if it was human or not, but I took a photo of my foot next to it for scale. And of course, I'm laughing because I've got this evidence and I've managed to get the photo. Brilliant stuff. Walked off, you know, admiring the photo. Fantastic. Didn't get any shit on my feet. Ah, here's the twist. 2 days later, shit on my feet from somewhere else. What do you think of that?
That's a tragedy.
Very much like this podcast. Good question. Have we got any content? I haven't. Have you?
No. I was going to. And then I got distracted by some stuff at work, so I didn't.
That's fine.
But
that's
I was going fine, to. I was going to find this is stupid thing on. It was me describing the thing I forgot to bring. There's this stupid man who claims he's been abducted by aliens, and he made a documentary about it. And he was just a bit of a liar. But he's really funny because he was the most shit fake I've ever seen. But he convinced a bunch of people, and there's even got a documentary about him on Netflix.
I mean, as you're saying, I think I've seen it. Isn't there a bit of footage where the alien's peeping his head through?
Yeah,
the
and it's just like one of those inflatable ones.
It's just a rubber inflatable alien. Yeah, it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. It's worse than this.
It is.
It's worse than this.
But also, apparently, he claimed that. He'd been abducted and that he was being followed by the government, and also his kids were half alien. And then I think he got arrested for being a paedophile. So it's a great story.
Classic. I tell you what, you don't see that on your average documentary on BBC Two these days.
So, but they're still making documentaries about him and they don't mention the last bit, which I think is disturbing.
I tell you what.
Don't give him any attention. Stop giving him attention.
No, he's obviously been naughty, and we should just leave him quietly in a room to get on with thinking about what he's done. That makes
sense. I remember watching the documentary, and he did come across as quite sincere and convincing, like a lot of paedophiles are, I imagine.
Yeah. I imagine you just throw him on the side.
I don't know. We all know I hang out with Rolf. And so I felt like he was, when I watched it, he was like going, oh, look. And he would pull over in his car and look, they're following me. And they'd be like an orb in the sky following him, all this kind of stuff. And I was kind of like going, this is kind of bullshit. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, let's see what happens. And then the minute they showed it with the inflatable alien peeks through the window, I was like, I couldn't stop laughing for about 20 minutes.
I've got a theory, actually. If you're, you know, I mean, perhaps, I mean, where you live is relatively remote. You know, you can go outside and you've got some trees and stuff around you, right?
Yeah.
So it could get, you know, if you're in that house by yourself, say everyone goes to Spain on holiday for 2 weeks, you've got the house to yourself, middle of the winter, quite dark outside, you know, you could get a bit freaked out. You start to think things are going to come. If that happens, if you do get a bit scared, just lie on a bed with a stiffy. And my theory is, if you are engaged in stiffness before they come, they won't interfere with you. I came up with this when I was about 16 because I had a terrible fear of alien abduction. But I figured out that if I, you know, pleasured myself, the aliens wouldn't get me. And I still haven't been abducted to this day. So keep that in mind, Reese.
Or just freak them out.
Yeah, I think if you've got a stiff on, they can't. They can't get you.
They can't fit you through the hole when they beam you up. Just keeps catching on the lip.
Yeah. It's Mike. It's Mike. He's got some plastic bags behind him and he looks angry. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Why are you in a bin bag?
He's been abducted.
I've been abducted.
Oh, it's like in E.T. when they find out he's living in the boy's house and they surround the house in plastic and he's got to rip the tubes out and take him up the woods.
I'm I'm some building work done.
Oh, yeah? What are they doing?
If you must know, he's making a mezzanine.
Oh, nice.
What's that?
Yeah, lovely.
It's a half floor.
Lovely. Can't afford a full floor?
I'd like to get the full height of the atrium, John.
Oh, lovely stuff.
So we're having a spiral staircase up to a mezzanine floor with bookcases.
Yeah.
The middle bookcases will basically hinge inwards to reveal the office. It was like a secret doorway into an office / recording studio.
On the bookcases, you get things like Gobelina, The Witch's Cat, all those good books on there.
I've got that right here, actually.
Oh, go on. Read us a bit.
All right.
A very great book for people who've not heard this before. Rhys, are you familiar with Gobelina, The Witch's Cat?
Hang on.
I've just been sick.
What's this?
Came back up.
Just walking around the room trying to find Gobelina, The Witch's Cat.
Right, Mike gets that out now. If he comes back into shop with his trousers off, I'll give him £8. And Mike's got the camera on for those people who are listening. Obviously, you can't see this, but there's a pair of bloodstained pants hanging off the back of his chair, and he's just walked off now.
£8.
Hey! Mike gets £8. Come on. We just seen his bag.
It was here, hang on.
Yeah. Again, this fills up some time, so I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
With this.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't making it up,
though. Oh, brilliant. Absolutely classic. Penguin Publishing.
Do you want a bit of a Goblin of the Witch's Cat?
Should we do an intro?
Yeah, I haven't read this book since about 1979.
All right, let's give it a go. So, dun, dun. Well, should we do the Thames TV bit?
Boom, 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 boom.
Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy Mike Bubbins as he reads from the classic family favourite, Gobelina, The Witch's Cat.
Gobelino.
Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy Mike Bubbins as he reads from the family favourite, Gobelino, The Witch's Cat.
Chapter 11.
You do it in a cat's voice.
No, I'm going to do this, Laurence Olivier.
Okay.
Chapter 11. The Little Princess. Gobelino was very touched when the captain himself rowed him ashore in the Mary Maud's lifeboat. The sailors, watching from the ship's side, gave him a friendly cheer as the boat ran on the silver sand and the little cat jumped out, but he could not look back and see the Mary Maud setting sail without him. So he hurried bravely along, never once turning his head and taking very little notice of where he was going, because he was so busy trying not to cry. Until he found himself in what must have been a very large town indeed, for the street was so full and so busy that there wasn't even room for a kitten as neat and as agile as himself to walk in peace. For a time he dodged in and out of legs and leapt from in front of wheels until at last, after an extra hard kick had landed on his ribs, he decided that it would be safer to continue his journey overhead. With one leap, he was on top of a high wall. Another leap, and he was among the chimneys. With a sigh of relief, he set out upon his journey along the housetops. When he came to the very end of the town, he popped down and looked for a drainpipe.
"This will take me down again,"
said Gobelino.
"And once I'm on the ground, I can run off into open country and find somewhere where I shall be more welcome than this place."
But what he had taken for a rainwater pipe was really a royal chimney. Gobelino did not know it, but he had popped down one of the chimneys into the king's palace. Down, 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 the dark and narrow chimney felt Gobelino like a round ball, becoming blacker and blacker as he swept away the soot. Bump! He landed at the bottom and shot out into an open room, in time to hear a little voice like silver bells saying,
"Oh, oh, oh, whatever can be coming down the chimney?"
Gobelino opened his beautiful blue eyes and looked about him. He was in the prettiest room he had ever seen, all white lace and pink ribbons. Watching him from a bed in the middle of the room was a little girl with golden curls upon which rested a tiny crown. Her pink quilt was littered with toys and dolls. There were games and books on her satin pillows, flowers and great clusters round her bed. But her little face was pale and sad, even when her blue eyes opened wide in surprise at seeing Gobelino. He knew in a moment that she must be a princess.
"Oh, oh, oh," said the little princess. "It's a cat. It's a lovely cat with the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. Oh, dear little cat, pretty little cat. Do come near so I can play with you and stroke your soft fur. Come and tell me your name and how you came to fall down my nursery chimney."
Her voice was kind and charming. Gobelino jumped upon her bed at once, quite forgetting the sooty black paw marks he left wherever he went.
The Tarantino will be chasing me, Your Highness,
he exclaimed.
My name is Gabellino.
There we go.
Fantastic. Great start to the
Thank you very much.
Reese, if you could put some enchanting music on
that. That is available on Penguin Books, or certainly is. Oh, sorry, Young Puffin, I should say.
My name is Gabellino.
First published by 1942, the first one.
Fantastic. What a great book that is for many.
Republished in 65, 66, 67, 69, 70, 71, 72, twice, 73, 74, 75.
Great.
There we go. Oh,
fantastic.
Good Dolly stuff. The Witch's Cat.
So here we are, three young boys together.
Like a yard, here we go.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell, John.
Ring the bell.
Show me your bomb.
My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so very, very attentive, carrying out all of my instructions. You deserve a prize. For you, Zacchaeus, this tin of goblin brand beef burgers. For you, Malachi, my sweet, sweet Malachi, a Fife's banana. And for you, Richard, the smallest of all the boys, this teaspoon of pus obtained from my very own milk glands. Jill, get the cape. It's time. Help me.
So what's this one called? Then I haven't got a name for this particular episode.
Give it a name, Reese. Give it a name. Fucking cut it out of me. Cut it, that's what we call it. Cut this fucking thing out of me. Cut it out of me.
Cut it out of me.
Cut this fucking thing out of me.
Cut this fucking thing out of me is the name of the episode.
Good episode, that. It does exactly what it says in a tin.
Well, that's the thing with it. If you buy it, it does exactly what it says on a tin. Although your shit comes out purple, it's fantastic.
Cuprinol wood preserver. No one does wood more good.
I've been drinking Cuprinol since I was
right,
here.
Right, John. Well, as you well know, John, my real name is Fife Donaldson. Oh, Fife Robertson, I should say. I forgot your name there for a second, John.
Of course.
Because I'm high on the cuprinol fumes.
Stoned up on cuprinol, there was nothing better for us to do as young boys on the streets of Edinburgh.
Oh, right. I've been away in my shed, John, inhaling cuprinol wood fumes and having a go. If we stay in Scotland, a high old time.
A high old time, indeed. I recently paid my wife good money to pop a balaclava on and break in behind me with a cloth she doused in cuprinol and placed in my mouth to knock me unconscious, whereupon she popped me into a car, drove me to the Highlands, stripped me of all my clothes, and left me to walk home out of my mind.
She's a wonderful woman, Morag, wonderful woman. She's very accommodating, John, and she comes to every whim.
Ex-Special Forces. You can't get a better wife than someone who's killed 17 or 18 men.
You can put a better bit of butter on your knife, John. Indeed. That's the thing. They are the lads from country life, of course.
Very similar to the
If you haven't any hin, have a word with your wife. And they were the days, John, when you could have a word with your wife to go and get the butter, because
it's
very much a woman's job getting butter, John.
Very much so. These days,
I'll agree on that one, of course.
It's all vegan, you know, whipped egg whites. Well, normally we'd eat those, of course.
This is the problem, John, with modern society, of course. I mean,
of course.
Not just the fact that these days what passes for butter, of course, is merely chemicals and whatnot, and soy this and rapeseed that. Whereas in the days, John, one had real butter. Butter that one's wife would go and fetch from the shop.
Of course.
You know, John, very, very slippery slope that we went down when men started buying their own butter, of course.
Well, naturally, the country started to fall apart. I mean, my son, Ian, 1972, was 11 years old. And I'll never forget, he came and said, Daddy, where does butter come from? I said, Ian, if you want to obtain your own butter, there's two ways to do it. One, you ask your mother, or the other one, you learn to lactate. And that summer, Ian spent 6.5 weeks massaging his own nipples until he created his very own milk gland, which allowed him to create full-fat milk, which we all enjoyed every morning for the rest of the year. And then, of course, we would pop it into the
very,
butter.
Very resourceful chap, young Ian, of course.
Fantastic boy.
Very much, wonderfully proud of him, John. He really is a chip off the old block.
The first male member of my family to learn to lactate was my 11-year-old son, Ian. And it was a miracle. He was on local television, the news, everywhere. Every bloody minute.
Oh, yes, old Milk Tits himself. I mean.
Old Milky Tits, Ian, they used to call him. Oh, here comes Milky Tits, they would proclaim along the streets.
And sing Hosanna, of course.
Of course, they would lay down the wreaths in front of him. He would come into town on a donkey, charge him tuppenny bit for a quick suck and they'd walk off happy as Larry. And of course his tits were massive. Well, the one tit was massive. He'd only practiced on the left one. The right one was the same size as any 11-year-old boy's tit, but the left one was the size of a dozen, 40 litres. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
I remember once bumped into, around that time, John, around the 1972 era, bumped into, of course, to Harold Lloyd.
Oh, of course.
And Harold. I was talking to Harold about Ian's milky big tit.
Milky big tit.
And Harold said to me.
Well, naturally he would.
Which, of course, was Harold Lloyd for, I do love that young lad's big tit.
One of the biggest tits boys.
Not in a sexual way, John. Not to debase it, of course. Not to belittle it. Not to in any way cheapen or soil it.
Of course.
But he meant as an instrument of sucker, John. He dedicated himself to such an extent that he could feed his own family, John.
Yeah, exactly.
Merely from the, not just the milk of human kindness, but the milk of his own breast.
There was a boy who was not very bright. He was not an intelligent child. This is my own son I'm speaking of course. I freely admit this. We tried to educate him, but he was just interested in that left-hand tit of his, and he kept massaging it, creating this milk gland. By the time he was 17, it was the size of a Volvo. It was fantastically big, dragging behind him. He had to walk backwards.
Yes.
Everywhere. But a wonderful tit that he had. We had to make a leather satchel to put underneath it to stop it from dragging on the pavement. A wonderful, wonderful looking tit. Of course, the milk. The milk he produced was the best full fat cream I've ever tasted in all of my life. And I've sucked plenty of tits in my time, but it was a wonderful, wonderful tit. And to drink the milk from your own son's tit, such a wonderful experience.
Yes, how did you get cancelled eventually on the podcast?
Well, eventually the authorities did find out I'd been filming it and sending copies to Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Japan, India, China. But of course it was for research purposes, man. It was for research purposes. The milk boards of all these countries were very, very interested about getting their own boys to develop their left-hand tits to create milk outside of the dairy industry. And I could have revolutionized the entire thing. You must meet my 11-year-old son here. He's a fantastic, he's a big fan of yours, Michael. Very big fan. He's a very big Green Bay Packers fan. He's followed your career from the start. He's very, very interested in you. You must come and meet him. He's outside at the moment.
I'd love to, yes. Meet young Ian, of course.
Ian, a fantastic child. Mm-hmm. Incredibly talented lad. The ability to to eat, to shit, to walk, to speak. All of the things that a young boy should do.
Yeah. I was like those things, John, anyway.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Any paranormal stuff today? We're gonna,
I thought we'd chat to Reese about this because, Canada, they've got these UFOs going on at the moment.
Reese, I saw them by the CNTO, yeah.
Anything with that, Reese?
Yeah, they're just shooting them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's...
I think the most,
that's that bit.
The most interesting thing is one of them was the size of a car, but I don't know what car.
That's something, isn't it? That's paranormal to good a certain
content,
extent.
That. Good content, that. Hashtag content.
Yeah. Let's think of something else paranormal. Here we go, ghost quiz. I'll start with a type of ghost, then you name one, and then Reese name it, and we'll just go round in a circle for a bit.
Go on.
Okay, a banshee. Banshee.
Poltergeist.
Actually, if you say it twice, because it sounds more, you know, and if Reese could put a sort of sound effect of like a clock ticking down. So if I'll start again, anyway. Banshee. Banshee.
Poltergeist. Poltergeist.
Reese?
Apparition.
You've got to say it twice.
Really. Apparition.
Well, do it again, but say it twice.
Do it again.
Apparition. Apparition.
Goblin. Goblin.
Spectre. Spectre.
Imp. Imp.
Vampire. Vampire.
Incubus. Incubus.
Very good.
Succubus.
Oh,
succubus.
Demon.
Shipman.
Headless horseman.
Bastard.
I'll have to hurry you, John.
Oh, okay. Give 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds. Come on.
I'm afraid you're not, John. You're out. John, it's just down to myself and Reese.
Bollocks. Down to you and Reese. Okay, carry on.
Dirty Den.
Haunted doll.
You got to say it twice.
Haunted
Reese.
Doll.
Can I come back in with one?
No. I'm out.
So Reese is the winner.
Reese wins.
Brilliant. I've just realised that was really good.
It's good. That's a fucking segment. That.
I've just realised something that I've never done here before, which I think we could fill up. It's a really good segment. Do you want to hear my pitch for a really good segment?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So this is a quiz called, and it takes a while to explain, but we'll get there. It's called House Party. The idea is it's a word association game where we have to get to the word house party, but there's a preset beginning that we have to run through every time before the ball starts rolling and the game begins. So it starts off, I say Brian Dean. Mike then says Dean Saunders. Reese then says Saunders Foot. I then say football. Then the game begins with ball. And from ball, we have to get to house parties. So does that sort of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So Reese, if you could get some music on. And should we do an intro for this? We call it House Party. Welcome to Mike, if you want to do an intro in the style of a Scottish presenter, welcome to another episode of House Party, the word association game.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the House Party, the word association game, hosted by myself, Fife Robertson, and my good friends, John Rutledge and Reese Waters.
Do you want to do an intro and ask us if we've got an anecdote? You like they're doing quiz shows.
Oh, yes. Good idea, that. Okay, yes. Okay. So, first of all, young John. John's 46 years of age, from Wales, I believe, John.
That's right. Born and bred. Absolutely fantastic.
John, it says on here that you are in a popular music group. So maybe you'd like to tell the viewers something about your life as a musician, John.
I'm glad you asked that, Mike. Actually, I am actually outside of my quiz career. Outside of my quiz career, I'm in a well-known beat combo called Phil Collins. And aside myself and two other friends, we actually live inside the anal cavity of Phil Collins, and we toured the world performing his songs through his body. You'll notice his legs don't work anymore. It's because two of the lads didn't turn up for the last tour. But yeah, now I'm in a band.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that, John. Yeah,
I'm just glad to be here.
I can say a wonderful Welsh accent on you, John.
Thank you very much.
And now to Reese, I believe that it says on your notes that I have here, that you had the biggest dick in your primary school, Reese, when you were living at home in Driscoll in Wales.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that didn't include the teachers.
Right you are, Reese. Never be too careful of that sort of thing. Anyway, enough of the small talk. Let's get on with the quiz.
Mike, if you'd like to begin by simply saying Brian Dean twice, and then I'll kick in with Dean Saunders and we'll go in Saunders.
Brian Dean twice.
Sorry. Sorry, no. It's like a bit like this. Brian Dean.
Right you are, John. Okay. Brian Dean.
Dean Saunders.
Saunders Foot.
Football. I'm on off.
Ball bag.
Young Reese.
Grot bags.
No, Reese. You start with a bag.
So what I must point out here, Reese has voided the competition, so we have to go back to reset. So if we reset here. So if, Mike, if you could start with Brian Dean.
Brian Dean. Brian Dean, Brian Dean.
Dean Saunders. Dean Saunders.
Saunders Foot. Saunders Foot.
Football. Football. I'm off.
Ball bearing. Ball bearing.
Bearing straight. Bearing straight.
Good, strong response.
Straight Lord. Straight Lord.
Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings.
Ring strength. Ring strength.
Strength through work. Strength through work.
Workhouse. Workhouse.
Over to you, Reese.
Housework. Housework.
He didn't fucking say it. Oh, he voided
the You're a wonderful young man. You're a great father and a great husband. But yeah, you have the intellect of a small fucking newt.
What are we playing? Right, we have to play?
We need to reset. We need to reset.
We were trying to get to the word house party. House party. Oh. John set you up very nicely with house, to which you replied...
Housework.
Housework.
You fucking bellend.
Oh, God. I got special needs.
Okay, Mike, if you'd like to reset, and we can begin again.
Right, you are, Joe. Brian Dean. Brian Dean.
Dean Saunders. Dean Saunders.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Young Reese.
Saunders Foot. Saunders Foot.
Football. Football. I'm off.
Ball ache. Ball ache.
Ache me dynamite. Ache me dynamite.
Dynamite conversationalist. A dynamite conversationalist.
Conversationalist delight. Conversationalist's delight.
Delight angel. Delight angel.
Wonderful. Angel House. Angel House.
House party. House party.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Reese. And please make sure to tune in next time for another wonderful episode of, what's it called again, John?
Brian Dean, Dean Saunders, Saunders Foot, Football.
Be sure to tune in next week for more Brian Saunders.
Brian Dean.
Sorry, I'm so sorry, John. Be sure to tune in next week for more Brian Dean, Dean Saunders, Saunders Foot Football. Good night.
House party.
Sorry. Be sure to tune in next week for more Brian Dean, Dean Saunders, Saunders Foot Football. House party.
I've got, lads, that was, we're 33 minutes in. That's fantastic. I'll tell you what.
Good content, man.
Got another feature.
Hashtag content.
Got another feature. It's called Think of a Coin. So okay. Who wants to go first?
Think of that, the art. Here we go.
Okay, I'm thinking of a coin. What coin is it, Mike?
2p.
Reese.
25 cents.
Mike wins the first point. It was 2p. Mike, you now take on the mantle of guess the coin. Okay. And you have to say, I'm thinking of a coin. What coin is it?
I'm thinking of a coin. I'm thinking of a coin. What coin am I thinking of?
Old-fashioned 10 pence.
Incorrect.
Shit.
£2 coin.
Oh, it's close, Reese, but it's not right.
£1 coin.
I'm sorry, John. No.
Bollocks.
Most caps.
One euro.
That's not right, John. Sorry, Reese.
One pence coin.
Incorrect, John.
Shit.
Fiddly small 5 pence coin.
That's close, Reese, but it's not right.
half penny coin.
No.
Shit.
I can tell you both it's currently in circulation in the United Kingdom.
All right, that narrows it down a bit. Okay.
Do we do 20 pence?
It was a 20 pence, Reese.
Oh, brilliant. So, Reese, the mantle hands over to you now. And you simply have to say, I'm a coin, I'm a coin. Which coin am I?
I'm a coin. I'm a coin. Which coin am I?
Okay. Mike, you go first.
I'm going to say a loonie, which is a Canadian dollar coin.
Oh.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
Can I interject here? Reese, which nationality of...
My lovely wife, Kaylee, just brought me a lovely cup of coffee. Thank you so much, Kaylee. You're a wonderful, wonderful wife and a great mother and a wonderful tunesmith. She really is a top-notch filly, that one.
There'll be a bit of nosh there. Rhys, can I ask what nationality of... what nationality are we working with here?
Canadian. Mike was really close.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to have another guess, if I might, John.
Of course, Mike.
I'm going to say the toonie, the $2 coin, Reese.
Yes, the toonie. You got it. Oh. That was it.
Thank you so much.
Thought it was a fun one.
Lads, I've got another feature. We're really going big guns this time. It's called Psychic Wardrobe. Really easy to play. I'm going to set it up for you now. You're holding a seance. Help me.
Bow, bow, bow.
That'd be really nice about Christmas.
I was just trying to help you, Roland.
Mr. Bronson wears a wig. We saw him when he went swimming. Psychic wardrobe. I am the psychic wardrobe. I can reply with one knock for yes, two knocks for no. I am a famous dead celebrity. You can only communicate by asking me simple yes or no questions. Let me just delve into the world of the undead. Okay, I've channeled it. Okay. And when you ask the question, you simply say psychic wardrobe, then pose the question. One knock for yes, two knocks for no.
Psychic wardrobe, are you Jeanette Cranky? He's not Jeanette Cranky.
It's no Jeanette Cranky.
Psychic wardrobe. Are you...
Aye.
Paul Chuckle.
He's coming through. Hang on. No. It's not Paul Chuckle. I'm getting something from the world of entertainment, though. It's definitely someone who's
psychic wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Psychic wardrobe.
Yeah.
Are you Paul Daniels?
Coming through now.
He's not Paul Daniels.
He's bigger. He's bigger than Paul Daniels, not necessarily in fame, but in stature. He's bigger than Paul Daniels, not necessarily in fame, but in stature. Physical appearance.
Magic wardrobe. Psychic wardrobe.
Come on, get it.
Psychic
right.
Wardrobe. Are you Barry Chuckle?
It's a no. I don't have a brother that is known of in the entertainment world.
Psychic wardrobe. Psychic wardrobe. Are you Denholm Elliott?
Good question. But it's come through as a clear no. I'm not Denholm Elliott. I bought more smiles to people's faces than hard drama.
Psychic wardrobe.
Yeah.
Psychic wardrobe.
Yeah.
Are you Annika Rice?
No. Not as many people have seen my bottom on television. And I don't think I've ever been in a helicopter on TV. Ever.
Psychic wardrobe. Psychic wardrobe.
Yeah.
Are you Fred Dibner?
No. I've never been up a chimney. I probably wouldn't have been able to make it up there. Quite a big chap. Quite a big chap.
Just to point out to the psychic wardrobe, Fred Dibner did not climb up chimneys. He knocked chimneys down.
He did go up the top of a couple of them. I saw on some programs on BBC Two. Spent a lot of time in steamrolls. Alternately, the bloke who's in the psychic wardrobe has never been on a steamroller apart from maybe in a sketch, and that wouldn't have been a real one.
The clue there, Reese. John let slip the word in a sketch.
Psychic wardrobe, psychic wardrobe.
Yeah.
Are you Brian Connolly?
It's a puppet. No. No. I was around before Connolly. I was there during the early part of his career, but I sadly passed. I was missed.
Psychic wardrobe.
Yeah.
Psychic wardrobe.
Yeah.
Are you Tommy Cooper?
Close. We were probably quite good mates, but no. That's a no. I can see visions of someone pushing their breasts together and looking at somebody else knowingly after chatting about a rumour. Somebody pushing their breasts together.
Oh. Psychic wardrobe. Psychic wardrobe.
Yeah.
Are you Les Dawson?
It's a yes. Get in. Great work, Mike.
That's a good game to play, like Christmas times and family get-togethers.
Again, I mean, if you're listening to this and you've had enough of it, you can turn it off and play that by yourself or with a friend.
Why not?
So that's, you know, that's something to do. Reese, can I just ask, when we give you this to take, can you put some sound effects or something over this? Because it's piss terrible otherwise.
Yeah, it's fucking
awesome. Oh, yeah. Going to enhance the experience.
Moody music and stuff,
yeah.
You know, make it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's good.
Yeah.
41 minutes in, what else can we do?
Just bang a couple of, do a bit of Steptoe and Son, I suppose.
Yeah.
A bit of Christopher Walken, or you can do your...
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, try that.
Do a bit of Renee. You haven't done Renee for a while.
Oh, Renee, I am so tired of life. Please let me die. Renee, I have been in this bed for so long.
Thank you.
Michael Memories. When help me. In primary school, one day, went down to the playground and it was break time. For some reason, there was a trend at the time, help me, of finding a kid on one side of the playground who wasn't doing anything wrong, and then finding another kid who had nothing whatsoever to do with him, and saying he wanted to kick your head in. And anyway, from there, okay. I was in the playground, and James Blake, I think it was Christopher Petrucco, I can't remember, I was about 8, it's blurry now, they came up to me and said, Eddie wants to kick your head in. And I said, why? And they said, he just does. So I just stood there. And about 10 minutes later, they said, same thing to Eddie. But he was quite definite that he wanted to fight because they said I wanted to kick his head in. So he came up to me and he said, come on in. So I shit myself. And I kicked him in the balls and punched him with the toilet door. He collapsed on the floor and he cut his head open. I shit myself and I ran off and hid under some steps. And then the bell rang, so I went back up to my lesson. And after about 10 minutes, I thought I got away with it until Mrs. Ipkiss came in and said, can I have a word, please? And I thought, fucking hell, this is it. Got to bite the bullet. And she took me into the hall and Eddie was there with a cut on his head, tears in his eyes. And she said, did you beat Eddie up? And I said, no, miss. She said, are you sure? And I said, not really, I think I did. And she said, why? And I remembered I had a pair of cords on that had a zip pocket on the front of the leg, and inside the zip pocket was an 18 rubber with a picture of Mr. T on the front. And I put my hand in my pocket and said, because of this, he tried to steal it off of me. And she said, is this true? And he looked at her with tears in her eyes and just went, no. And she said, if it is, I will shout at you. And then he started crying again, and she sent me back to the room, and I never got in trouble for it. Yeah. Micro memories.
That's good. Good memory, though. I've seen you in a new light now, John. I've seen you. I didn't know you were.
I wasn't a fighter, Mike. I wasn't a fighter, but in that situation, I had to. I had to do
it. You weren't scared, John. You didn't back down.
I didn't know. I just went straight for it, straight to the balls.
Straight for the balls, big time.
If anyone ever starts on you, go straight. Have you ever been in a fight and gone straight for the balls?
Yeah, oh yeah, loads of times.
It's the only way.
It's not the only way, but it's a good way.
It's guaranteed, you know. Reese, have you ever been in a fight? Has anyone listening ever been in a fight and gone straight for the balls?
Get in touch with us. If you don't straight for someone's balls, give us a shout.
I've only ever had drunk fights.
Hashtag straight for the balls.
Yeah. Have you ever gone straight for the balls? Oh, have you ever even had a fantasy about kicking someone in, but you haven't kicked them in?
Or have you been kicked in the balls?
Brilliant. Yeah. Have you got balls? Have you not got balls? Let us know.
Have you kicked in the ovaries?
Yeah. Have you ever gone straight for the ovaries in a fight? Brilliant, yeah. Reese. Brilliant content. Have you ever gone straight for the ovaries in a fight?
Have you ever been kicked in the fallopian tubes? If you have, hashtag fallopian tubes.
Yeah. Have you ever put someone's dick in a stranglehold?
Hashtag stranglehold dick.
Stranglehold dick, you know. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, you know. I mean, the alternative is if you're in a fight and you don't want to go straight in, take your trousers off, turn around, open yourself up and say, have some of this. See big what
time.
They do then.
Big time. You know,
that's a classic, that is. Done that a couple of times in fights as well.
Yeah. Reese, well, it's all bets are off when you're in a scrap, isn't it?
That's it. It's strictly business. I mean, you know, it was a brutal place, the playground. And you had to defend yourself in any manner you could. Any manner you could, whatever it took, you know. Hmm. That's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Reese, have you ever been in a fight? Yeah. Mike, have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, I've been in a few, yeah.
Yeah. So they again have, you know, listeners.
It's mug's game though. I don't condone it.
I'm not. No, I've only ever done it. I've never started one. I've only ever done it to defend myself.
Well, I've started them. But I wouldn't do it now. That's the main thing.
Yeah, good lad. Mm. You've learnt your lesson there. Look, you know.
Yeah.
With
turn
great
the
power.
Turn the other cheek.
Exactly. With great power comes great responsibility. You know.
I like that son of a bitch, Johnny Weissmuller. The guy, he crossed the street for a fight. The guy loved it.
Wise Muller was a son of a bitch. He looked like a million bucks, but he had an attitude of a shit. A real piece of shit. The type of shit you'd step in on the sidewalk, try to scrape it off, you'd end up walking home into your own carpet, rubbing it into the floor. That son of a bitch would start a fight with anybody. And every time, he'd go straight for the balls.
Oh, forget about it. The guy was testicle obsessed.
Unbelievable. Straight for the balls. He walked into the executive's office. He said, I want a 20 grand pay rise and two more monkeys on my rider. The exec said, we can't do it, Johnny. He said, give me the balls. The exec broke down on the floor, opened his legs and said, just do it, Johnny. Just do it. He ruptured his penis. He stamped on his ball bag and he got that money. That son of a bitch. He got that money and he kept the balls. He kept the balls in his wallet. Sadly, he sat on them 2 months later. They looked like flattened frisbees, but my God, he kept those balls in his back pocket for the next 25 years. The fucking bottom.
Thank you, John. You dirty old man.
I didn't mean to start the fight, Adel. He was picking on me, Adel. He said I'd taken his A-team, rubbed it off him. I've never even seen an episode of the A-team, Adel. It's 1974. It hasn't even been made yet. We're the most popular thing on television at the moment, Adel.
Who the fucking is it? Do you think Stephen Jake and I was going to stand up for that when you tell him he's trying to fucking accuse somebody of trying to steal your A-team rubber?
I know, Adel, but I went straight for the balls, by you. I got him straight in there, kicked him through the... through the door. Put his little widget in a stranglehold at it, Adel.
Don't turn him, Pike. No, no, no. Cracking. You can't go charging like a bullet to gate for a man's testicle.
Cracking stranglehold on penis, Gromit. He took the penis out, he wrapped it around his forearm, clenched it around his fist, twisted it around the back, tied the damn thing in a knot and said, where's my money? That bitch paid up straight away. And nobody ever fucked with Johnny Weissmuller again because his dick stranglehold was the strongest dick stranglehold in all of L.A.
How was your week, Reese, anyway, all right?
Yeah, it's been all right. We had 25 centimetres of snow in 2 hours, for it was the time when I drove home. So that was shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Well, you live somewhere where it snows all the time. It's going to snow.
Yeah, I know. True. I know. I got to look for that. And then I spent 2 weeks building an ice rink, and it wasn't cold enough. It was just a big puddle. And then...
And that's the swimming pool, is it?
Yeah.
Is that the swimming pool? You've just adapted it.
The pool, yeah. And then the one day it froze, we went on there, and then my daughter broke her ankle immediately.
Not pretty.
Just pretty good. Pretty good week.
Yeah.
Health and safety there coming in. You wouldn't have that in this country, Reece.
No way.
What we do in this is we keep our kids indoors on a PlayStation till they're at least 17.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing, mate.
Safe. Do you what? Because we live in the forest.
Those cabs.
Made a pun.
when the pandemic happened, my kids were just barefoot in the forest for 2 years, and they forgot how to work roads and to be safe. So I had to show them the Green Cross Code Man.
Oh,
kids in this country, they just watch Netflix for 2 years. You know, who's got it? Who's better off there, mate?
Forest
who's
children.
Better off there? Yeah. Forest.
Yeah.
Ever been in a forest?
Ever cross a road?
Great one. If you're a listener, have you ever taken your shoes off? You know.
Have you ever met David Prowse?
Brilliant. That's a good one. Ever been to a forest? Ever? Do you know what Netflix is?
Ever? You know, ever had? Ever had George Lucas replace your voice with James Earl Jones?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, that is a good one. Have you ever been? Is a good one. Anyone listening? Have you ever been Julie Walters in the first series of Adrian Mole, but then replaced with, I think it was Lulu in the second series?
Yeah. Good question.
Any of you listening have ever been that?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. What about...
Have you ever been... Have you ever lived on Ramsey Road?
Yeah.
And you've woken up twice in your life to discover you're a different person?
Yeah, that's a good one. What about this? Have you ever had a haircut the same as that female comedian who did a song about Spank Me on the Bottom with the Woman's Weekly?
Victoria Wood.
Yeah. Have you ever had the same haircut as Victoria Wood?
Yeah.
Because a few people might have had that.
That's a good one, that.
What else? Have you ever drawn a picture of Glenn Hoddle? Kid in my school did during a job.
Or Chris Waddle.
Or Chris Waddle, yeah. He drew Glenn Hoddle. And I think he took the picture to the barbers that he'd drawn himself and asked for that. Did it in biro on the back.
Have you ever drawn a picture and shown it to your barber and said, I want a hair like that?
That is a good one. That's a really, this is a great, great part. People are going to really enjoy this.
This is the free one, isn't it? But this is the sort of thing that will drive people towards the paid version, I imagine.
Because they get the extra stuff that we don't mention here. They get the extra stuff. Have you ever seen a fruit or vegetable that looks, like some genitals and then said, that would be good if That's Life was still on because I'd send in a picture of it?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Was your dog ever said sausages? Brilliant. Or something that sounds a bit like sausages?
Or have you ever had a pub in the country with three Alsatians and you've got a soda siphon and you spray the water into their mouths and a camera crew come around and just watch you doing that?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Have you ever cleaned Nelson's column, wearing a pair of jeans and a pair of slip-ons and with no safety harness?
Absolutely brilliant.
A wooden ladder just roped with Nelson's column.
Have you ever put a B-list celebrity in a gunge tank in your house?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
During a party.
Have you ever had an elephant in your studio and it poos everywhere and it becomes an iconic clip whenever you have an anniversary?
Yeah. Have you ever killed a member of the public when a stunt's gone badly wrong on a tower crane?
Yeah, that's a
Have really you got good a red clipboard and you tell people about their life?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Have you ever had a microphone that's actually a car aerial with just a bit of sponge at the end?
Yeah.
You know? Have you ever said it all in the best possible taste?
Have you ever played the piano deliberately badly?
Yeah.
Which takes quite a bit of skill, actually.
Yeah, that's a good one. Have you ever played your cards right?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to interview a drunk Oliver Reed?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat next to both Snoop Dogg and Rod Hull and Emu on a late night Channel 4 program?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. What else? I think that's anything else we can.
Have you ever been to an actual music award ceremony?
Yeah.
When the song that you wrote is singing about your mother's penis.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. Have you ever just not been able to believe it's butter? You know, you couldn't believe it's not butter. Has that ever happened to you?
Have you ever been forced to make a harrowing decision between daddy or chips?
Good.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah. Good one. Will it be burgers, fried onion rings? You'll have to wait and see. Did you wait and see? That's really good.
Did you ever put a proof pass in your mouth without chewing it?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. What else can we, let's just have a think. What about, have you ever flown a kite near a pylon?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever put a panty pad on and then gone water skiing?
Yeah. Afterwards? Are you one of those women for whom time stands still once a week? I think it's once a month. I get my biology slightly wrong, so you know.
Have you ever used a product and now your hands are as soft as your face?
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Face You Love light up with Terry Zolgold?
Yeah.
Have you ever rappelled through a bedroom window to deliver chocolates to a woman you don't know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever followed the bear?
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Have you ever just done it?
Yeah, that is a good one. Have you ever had four-wheel drive for your feet?
Yeah.
You know,
have you ever loved it?
That's good.
Have you ever thought that oil was just too small a word for it?
Brilliant. You know.
Were you just born with it?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
What else could we, you know? Yeah. How much longer left, Reese?
Yeah, we can go. We're done.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, just knock it on the head then, really.
Three, two, one.
Get out.
Goodbye.
The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.